This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Say yes to Pure Leaf tea and free gas for a year only at True North Convenience Stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Are target date funds a smart or lazy way to invest? Should you pay off debt or invest extra cash? Can you deduct your dog as a home security system on your taxes? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing strategies, tax planning, and smart ways to build wealth and navigate big financial decisions. Work smarter, not harder, on your finances this year. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
BK's out back on the fan. A lot to get to before we say goodbye at 2 p.m. We'll continue with the calls as well, 888-808-1019. We just heard Boomer right there, and then I was watching something during the break. I know, BT, you know, you're not a huge Ranger fan necessarily, especially caught up with the Johnnies, but you know enough to what's going on here.
They looked awful last night.
Yeah, so last night, obviously not a great effort at the world's most famous against Calgary, and some people are saying that it's the worst loss. I saw Molly Walker does a great job covering the Rangers for the Post, talk about it, one of the worst losses in the NHL. This season, Rangers are in a fight for a playoff spot, and they lay an egg like that at home against a Calgary team that is, you know, not very good. They're okay, but out on the outside looking in themselves. Here's what I'll say about the Rangers. They got another game tomorrow night at home, and then Saturday in a game that I'm going to, taking my daughter Sammy to her first ever hockey game, which I can't wait to go. But more importantly, Sam Rosen being honored for the Rangers on Saturday at 1 o'clock against Vancouver. So it's a big week for the Rangers here, obviously big down the stretch. They played 69 games. They are right now 1 point out of the final wild card spot. And Boomer this morning was saying that they should fire the head coach, Laviolette. Now, I'm not saying that they should or shouldn't. What I will say is I liked Gallant before Laviolette, and I understand that it was time for a change, and you go to Laviolette, and okay, you're thinking he's going to get the guy, he's going to be a guy to change the temperament a little bit, get them over the hump. They had a tremendous regular season a year ago, as good a regular season as you could have.
President's Cup, right?
Yeah, they won the President's Trophy, best team in the league in the regular season, dominating every which way. They went through adversity early on. And then in the postseason, they just got beat by a team who was built better for the postseason in Florida. And then it all kind of came crumbling down. I still think the Rangers are going to make the playoffs. And I don't know if a change is needed right now with the head coach, but I think it's more on the player. Like, they changed a bunch of the players to a point where I would think that the head coach's message wouldn't be tuned out when they changed a lot of the pieces outside of the core guys. That's the problem to me. Panarin, Zibanejad, Lafreniere, the guy Kreider, the guys that have been here are, I don't know if they've checked out or what, but I don't know if another coach, how many coaches does this group need? Like, is another coach going to be the difference? I think it's just time to blow up the core of this team, but they really can't do it with the way that these salaries are.
And you really think they're going to make it?
I do think they're going to make the postseason. Now, that could just be me wishful thinking.
They got 13 games to go. Seven on the road, by the way.
Okay, and they're right now a point behind the Canadians, who do have two games. You know, Canadians have only played 67 games. Rangers played 69.
Wow, they got two in hand.
You get the Islanders as well, and Blue Jackets right behind the Rangers with 70 points. They also played two fewer games than the Rangers. So odds are right now not looking good. I still think yes, because it's Shesterkin. And I still just, I can't believe that this Rangers team is going to miss the postseason. Also, early in the season, I thought they were left for dead. But they came back, remember?
Yes, they did.
We left them for dead, saying it's over, break it up, fire, whatever.
So about when the Devils got off to a really good start.
Yeah, and the Rangers were looking awful in the beginning of the year. So the fact that they overcame that and Drury kind of tried to change this team on the fly here, I still think they're going to get it done. Either way, all I really care about, truth be told, they better score some goals on Saturday when I take my daughter to her first game. I'm not paying $250 a ticket to sit there and watch this team give an effort like that. That is unacceptable. And if that happens again, then I'll be screaming along with Boomer, fire the head coach.
You got to get the chant.
But yeah, I do
That's what you need for her.
Yeah, exactly.
You need the chant.
I want the goal song. But I do feel like, am I just being Ranger fan biased here? You on the outside looking in, you would think the odds are against them to be a postseason team?
Listen. This came up, I think it was Bullface Live, Bullface Truth,
right.
Week or so, and I said they were not going to get in. Now, I mean, but I'll also say, what the hell do I know? Like,
yeah.
I don't pretend to be a hockey expert.
No,
but,
I get it, but do the math on
it. Yeah, no, I don't like the, I mean, you go back to early March, I mean, loss, win, loss. Does that seem like a team that's getting ready to get their act together? I don't know. Now, a few of those were overtime losses. One was the overtime win at Minnesota. Now you lose to the teams that you're not supposed to lose to at home
in Calgary.
Come on.
The effort was a bad thing against the Flames last night. I think that's why people, especially Boomer, have reached the tipping point, like, enough's enough. They're in a battle here for a postseason spot, and they look like they're lifeless last night at home against a team that they should be beating. You should be getting those 2 points, so to give those back, it's tough. You have the schedule up there?
I got it up. Yeah, they got a West Coast trip coming up, by the way.
Give me the remaining schedule.
Home to Toronto, home to Vancouver. Then you go to L.A., and you go to Anaheim.
Toronto and Vancouver both currently playoff teams.
Yep. Then you're at the Kings, at the Ducks, and at San Jose. And that is a Tuesday, Friday, Saturday. So three games in 5 days.
San Jose and the Ducks, not very good.
But still, 3,000 miles away. You know, they're not playing well. Minnesota at home.
Yeah.
At the Devils. Tampa, home. Philly, home. At the Isles. At Carolina. At Florida. Home to Tampa.
Yeah,
I mean, you're starting. That's a tough stretch.
There's a mix in there of some very winnable games
and
also some challenging games. They got to earn it. You know, the other reason why I believe in them is because of the goalie. Like, they got the back. Again, like, we look at the Rangers and we're comparing them to the team that won the President's Trophy a year ago. So they should certainly be better than what they are right now. But it's not like they're one of the worst teams in the league. They're disappointing relative to the expectations. They still have so much talent and the best goalie in the world, in my opinion. I don't know. I hold out hope that they're going to get in. And really more so than just holding out hope, the fact that I thought they were left for dead and buried early on, the fact that they could be where they're at now shows me that just when you've been about to count this team out and leave them for dead, they could still respond. It's not over yet.
Of course it's not over yet. There's no doubt. But, like, I honestly, you know, last year, all right, so you have the easy series with the Capitals. That was that they dusted them, right?
And
then, so you talk about getting to the conference finals, but even the Carolina series wasn't particularly easy.
Yeah,
oh, not an easy series.
I know, but that's how these.
They won two games in overtime. One was double overtime. Like, they very easily could have lost in the set. Now they didn't, and that's all that matters. I listen. I think to actually answer the question that you asked me, like, is the, aside from being the playoffs or not, the coaching, the roster, like, to me. Like, I don't know if it's that they're not getting his message, and it seems that that would be odd since there are new bodies on the team. How could you not get the message when you were brought in 5 weeks ago?
Right.
That's when you should get them. It should still resonate. But to me, and we see this in all sports, what's the true story? What's the connection? Is it that the coach's message got stale, or the players simply aren't good enough or don't have the leadership? And honestly, with the Rangers, I just don't think they're good enough to win a cup. I don't.
Yeah, well, but there is a difference between good. Like, they proved that last year that they weren't good enough to win the cup, at least this core group. This year, I mean, they should be good enough to make the playoffs. They were the best record
for
in the
sure.
league last
this
year.
This is an embarrassment, what they're doing.
And then when you factor in that they've had two different now coaches with this core group, with Gallant and Laviolette, just going back to recent years.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but... Scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and get up to 40% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Yep. Like, you're going to tell me that changing the coach again is going to be the answer?
No, I would have changed the core.
Right, like, I think Zibanejad is a problem. I think Panarin, in the postseason specifically, is a problem.
Lafreniere
not being the pick that they thought he was going to be is a problem. Remember, they get rid of Kako saying, all right, and I think Drury realizes that. I think Chris Drury is smart enough to know the real issues here. There's no way out. Zibanejad, if he doesn't want to go anywhere, he's not going anywhere.
No trades.
That's part of the problem. The Rangers are limited, and I felt like Drury did as good a job as he could trying to change the look of this team. Bringing in JT Miller was a big gun here for the Rangers. Who knows if it'll be enough ultimately, but I don't think just firing LaViolette will be the answer.
I don't either. Hey, Hoff, real quick, you watch pretty much every shift of this team at this point.
He was upset last night.
I know, I can tell. You think they're a playoff team? You think they get in?
No, I'm done with them, and you should be too.
Now, why? Why are you done with them? Just last night's effort?
Because there's lack of effort. There's just the coach in year two of Peter LaViolette, which I thought was going to change from Gallant, they've already checked out of him. I mean, it's done. And I got to be honest with you, I know the people defending Igor Shesterkin because, you know, there's only so much you could do when you get like 1,000 shots on net, and he can only do so much. But I got to be honest, he's been a little underwhelming as well for a guy who just signed a huge contract.
Yeah, I mean, they had that weighing over them, and then they came to the resolution with the contract. I'm not going to knock Igor. This is not on him. I think it's everything in front of him that's been the issue. Disappointing players, the lack of effort. See, the disappointing players is one thing. The lack of effort should never be tolerated, which is why we're making a big deal about it today. And that's just us. Obviously, I'm referencing the Boomer clip and all that stuff and people talking about that effort last night was unacceptable. That just cannot happen. So how do you change that? Is the answer firing the coach? I don't think that it is.
What was Boomer saying? Because I saw it on social. I didn't hear. And I listened to Jerry and Boomer a lot this morning. I just didn't hear that particular clip. Was him saying fire him today or at the end of the season?
I would assume
fire him to salvage the season?
I would assume it meant now. I didn't get the...
That's what I took away from it as well, I thought.
The coach needs to go. That's what he said. I mean, it could have meant in the offseason.
Whenever it's over officially.
Yeah, okay, great.
It felt more immediate, though.
Yeah, I thought so, too.
Okay.
But at this point, what are they going to do? Fire him and bring on Messier? I mean, I'd be all for that. I don't think that's ultimately going to solve anything. And it is sad that potentially they missed a very good window to go win a Stanley Cup. They just fell short multiple times, whether it was to the Lightning, whether it was to the damn Panthers, whether it was just themselves not being good enough. The Devils lost bothered me.
They've sunken like a rock. There's been a couple of conversations like where it just comes up organically, like which New York team is in the best spot to win a championship. And, there were, for a good year and a half, Rangers justifiably right there with the Yankees before the Mets got Soto, before their renaissance. Like lately, it was the Rangers, because it wasn't really the Knicks yet. Excuse me, it wasn't the Mets yet. It definitely wasn't the Jets or the Giants yet. It was really the two teams vying for that crown were the Yankees and the Rangers. And while the Yankees, I think, are going to be a playoff team, I don't view them as a World Series favorite now. And the Rangers are just imploding.
It still, though, feels to me that just get in. Especially when you have the goalie that could get hot, you never know.
Do you really believe that? I know it's good that you got to hang your hat on something, do you believe it with this crew?
Well, here's the thing. I believed it last year. I believed it the years before because I felt like, hey, the power play is clicking. They're on fire. They got the team. They got the goalie. And it didn't happen when they were coming off, let's just use last year, the best record in the league with everything in place. So what's like, all right, just get in and you still have the best goalie. It didn't work last year with the best record. Do I really believe that they're going to win the Stanley Cup? No, but get in and anything could happen in the postseason. Also, BT, I think the NHL's postseason, I just feel like it's more difficult than the other sports. I don't know if that makes sense or not.
Meaning the favorite doesn't always win?
Yeah, and maybe meaning the first round is not as... Like, the NBA, it's like, all right, generally you should win the first round if you're a good team.
Yes.
Even if you're the best team in the NHL, like, you could build a team that's going to be best, you could have the best goalie, this and that, and just the puck luck or whatever.
Yeah.
Like, there's an element to the NHL's postseason that I feel like is more difficult to get through and maybe a little more luck than... I'm not minimizing baseball or basketball, but... You see what I'm saying? Like, the better teams in basketball, generally, I feel like
usually mop teams. Now, I think last year, the Rangers-Capitals, that was a bit of an outlier. To your point, you generally get more resistance. That was an easy coast for the Rangers. But, yeah, I mean, they look broken right now. They look like they're broken.
And they're leaving now the torch to St. John's to carry the championship in this town.
More than ready. More than capable.
And you also want, hey, you never know what next year brings. You're in there now. You're a two seed.
I know.
You won the Big East.
I'm not looking at next year, man. I know he's going to crush the portal, and I know St. John's will be very good next year.
But
I'm focused on Thursday. That's it. I'm not even looking at Kansas, Arkansas.
BT and Sal, the fan, will continue with the calls when we come back. Also work the Mets into the conversation next hour, 888-808-1019.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
So I read in USA Today that the majority of people stop GLP-1 weight loss injection shots in a year. Now, what's concerning is if you get off GLP-1s, there's a real chance you can gain all the weight back. The solution? Alma said, a natural superfood protein shake. University studies show it optimizes your metabolism so you can lose weight easily, and Alma said it's been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Use Alma said with GLP-1s or as a natural alternative. Find out more and see the university studies at almased.com. That's almased.com.
Street Easy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House of the Home Theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.